Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, for the love of money, for the love of money. God bless you and good morning to all of my precious brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. A good morning to the saints here in the United States, and a good afternoon to all of my brothers and sisters in Europe. You have tuned in to the University, Wolf Tracker University broadcast, where I, your brother, your servant in Christ, am in studio to share a few scriptures with you, to continue to talk about this series. Why is it that now every time you go to church, every conversation, every sermon, every Bible study, every teaching, every announcement. Why is it about money? Money, 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 money. Well, the Bible predicted that we would come into an age where money, materialism, would be one of the gods of the age. And as the song by the OJs said, for the love of money, people will rob their own mothers. And people have been robbing their own mothers. Right now as we speak, people are robbing their mothers, robbing their brothers. You know, Truman Capote wrote that book that put him forever on the literary map. And, of course, I'm not a Truman Capote fan, by no means. But he wrote the book In Cold Blood. In Cold Blood. And it was about two guys who got a tip from an inmate in jail that some farmer had a safe with some with $10,000 in it back in the 50s. And when the guys got out of jail, they went to visit the farmer to rob him of his $10,000. And the farmer didn't have any money. The farmer was, he was dirt poor. The farmer was dirt poor, didn't have $10,000 in his house. They killed him, his wife, his kids, slaughtered them. For $10,000, well, back then, that was a ton of money. But there was no need to slaughter them. There was no need to kill them. But you see, for the love of money. For the love of money. So let's turn to some scriptures. As we have already seen that Benny Hinn has a love for money. Juanita Bynum has a love for money. Todd Koontz, Kenneth Copeland. And today we want to take a look at Randy White. Today we're just going to look at Randy White all by himself. I'm not going to be talking about his dopey, asinine wife. This is not a Paula White program. We have already discuss Paula White ad infinitum. And we've already did a series at the beginning of this year. It's archived, folks. If you want to go look at our archives starting in January 1st, if you want to listen to a ton of programs for the entire month, we did a series on Paula White and her First Fruits offering scam for the entire month of January. All of those programs, those 30-somewhat programs, are all there. They're archived. So if you wanna do an in-depth study on Paula White, which I have been doing now for a year and a half, and I'm so bored of doing it, and really Paula White has really become irrelevant. She's an irrelevant person. We don't even consider her a wolf anymore. We consider her to be a dopey Jenny, a dopey jackass. So I don't even talk about Paula White anymore. But if you need to get your Paula White fix, because some people, I keep getting emails, please do some broadcast on Paula White. Well, she's not newsworthy. I don't want to do shows about her plastic surgery, how scary she looks. I don't want to do any shows about how she's traveling the world and she's putting pictures of herself in Paris on Instagram and pictures of herself visiting London. Who cares? That's not newsworthy. What we do here at the Wolf Tracker University broadcast is we report fleecing. And I don't report when wives fleece their husbands. You know Paula White only married Jonathan Cain because the dude had money. So she's fleecing him now. That's who she's mainly fleecing. And I hope the guy had a prenup before he got married. Hope he has the prenup. Because you never know. For the love of money, you never know. And one day, how many husbands with money wake up one day, well, they don't wake up, but they're found stiff as a block of ice. And then who gets the money? Well, if there was no prenup, the present wife gets the money. And the kids and the kids are out in the cold. So Paula White right now is fleecing her husband, and that's their business. That's their business. Paula White, like I said, is so dopey, so stupid. Posting pictures of herself on Instagram like she's going out of style. And please, somebody's got to tell her, stop doing those close-ups. To Halloween, I don't believe any Christian should be into Halloween. But Paula White, she doesn't need, you know, last year Paula White got dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood, and her husband got dressed up as the Big Bad Wolf, Jonathan Cain. Well, Paula doesn't have to buy a mask. She's spooky enough as she looks. She's spooky enough. So today we want to talk about Randy White, but before we do so, let me just turn to Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5 and 11. Matthew 24, verse 4, 5 and 11. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed." Take heed. That what? No man deceive you. Speaking to his disciples. And he's saying to his followers, take heed. Now, if he's giving the warning, not to let any man deceive you, it's because it's possible. If we are unschooled, if we are untrained, if we lack discipleship, then people are going to deceive us. In the early years of my Christian walk, I was deceived. Because my church kept peddling preachers who were into deceiving people. I was deceived. My pastor was deceived. My pastors allowed these false prophets in. But the worst thing that could have ever happened to my church was sending me off to Bible college. That's the worst thing they did. The worst thing they could have ever done. Because then I got schooled. I was heavy into apologetics, heavy into polemics, heavy into defending the faith, heavy into debating. My gifting in the body of Christ is that of a teacher. And so, yes, it's possible for, I look at YouTube, I look at churches who stream their Sunday programs, I look at those services, and the members are saying amen, and while they're saying amen, they're being deceived. Now, 30 years ago, back in 1977, back in 1978, 79, I was one of those that was saying amen to stupid. I got saved in 1976. So, soon after, I went to Bible college, and I was fortunate that God in His providence put men in my way who schooled me, and I am no longer deceived by the grace of God. But Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, it's up to you. See, it's a one-on-one. It's a one-on-one. He says, no man, singular, man, singular, deceive you. So there's somebody behind the pulpit. There's not 15 people behind the pulpit at one time. There's one person behind that pulpit. Don't let that individual deceive you who are sitting in the pew. Don't let no one deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. But they shouldn't be able, they're going to deceive many, but not Christians. They're not supposed to be deceiving the followers of Christ, because the followers of Christ would know better. Now, this verse has to deal with false Christ trying to deceive you. But then here in verse 11 of the same chapter, Jesus says, and many false prophets shall rise. Many false prophets. So these are not false Christ. These are not false messiahs. These are not pseudo Christ or pseudo messiahs. Now these are false prophets. These are false teachers. Many of them, many, Jesus says, many shall come. Many. Many shall come. Many what? False prophetes. Pseudo prophetes. False mouthpieces of God. A prophet is a mouthpiece. A pseudo prophetes is a false mouthpiece. And many pseudo prophetes shall rise and shall deceive many. But that shouldn't be you or me. Shouldn't be you or I. Shouldn't be us. Why? Because we're in this book. And we have been forewarned. And to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Now, in the church today, we also have to have the ability to distinguish, to differentiate between wolves and fat shepherds. Wolves and now a wolf is a person who has never known Christ, has never had a relationship with Christ. A wolf is a person who's not born again. He's born from above. He acts or she acts like she's born of the Spirit. That's a wolf. And in order for a wolf to get over, they have to put on sheep's clothing. They have to adopt the language of heaven. They have to learn the amens and the hallelujahs. And they come in, they're prepped up, they have the garments. Wolves have Bibles. A wolf may have a bigger library than your pastor. Why? Because a wolf is trying to learn. See, he's making an investment in his fleecing enterprise. So he's going to buy books. He's going to try to learn the Christian lingo. He's going to try to learn the language, the celestial language. That's part of his or her sheepskins. So a wolf is a person, an emissary of Satan, a minister of Satan, who's never had a relationship with Christ and who's only in it to become wealthy. Now, a fat shepherd is a born-again believer, called of God, ordained by the Holy Spirit, who now is backslidden. That's a fat shepherd. And, again, it's a person who obviously walked with the Lord. But as Jesus said to the church of Ephesus, you have lost your first love. And when you lose your love for Christ, it's downhill. When you lose your love for Christ, it means you're loving something else. You may be loving position, power, fame, money. And now that you're in love with those things, you pursue them rather than pursuing the Lord. So a fat shepherd is a fleecer. A fat shepherd is a con man, but he's a backslidden con man. He's saved. He's saved, but he's been hanging out with wolves. Saved. Instead of beating up on the wolves, he's partnering with the wolves. He's hanging out with the wolves. He's invited, like my pastor back in the 70s, a fat shepherd, inviting wolves into the church to prophesy. And my pastor loved hanging out with them. That pastor, who's still alive today, he still loves to hang out with these people. He's still inviting them to his church. A man who knew God, but now acts like a wolf, a fat shepherd, a fat backslidden shepherd. Instead of feeding the flock, they feed themselves. Well, one such Wolf, because Randy White is not saved, folks. Randy White is not a Christian. He's a wolf. He's a wolf. And he's learned how to play the game, as they all do. Well, here is Randy White. This is Randy White at his church, Without Walls. And interesting enough, Randy White is going to play a video. Why is he playing a video? Well, let me set it up for you. Randy White is trying to refurbish his image. Randy White has, like Humpty Dumpty, he's had a great fall. Randy White is trying to do a makeover on his ministry, on his personal ministry. So he has dug into the archives, and he found a video of Benny Hinn, out of all people, Benny Hinn, who was caught in Rome with Randy's wife. Think about this. Think about how low Randy White would go, that he would play a video, and he would say, this video is credible, because Benny Hinn prophesied this over me. Now, we already did a show on Benny Hinn. He was the first one we did a broadcast on. But Randy White is, I mean, he is going so low that he's going to play a video in which Benny Hinn prophesies over him. Now, this is the same Benny Hinn whom the National Enquirer took pictures of. The same Benny Hinn walking down the street hand in hand, coming out of a fancy hotel in Rome, hand in hand with Paula White. According to the National Enquirer, Paula and Benny Hinn shared the same suite. Now, did Benny Hinn sue the National Enquirer? No. Did Paula White sue them? No. No such thing. Did they get any money from the National Enquirer? No. That tells you the story's true. And pictures don't lie, folks. I mean, those pictures weren't doctored. Those pictures were real. What is one female, an adult female in her 40s, doing, holding hands? And at the time, Benny Hinn was still married. Holding hands, and there were multiple pictures. I mean, it wasn't, no. This is a long walk down the street, holding hands, like two lovebirds. Two lovebirds. So now, Randy White is so down in the gutter that he would even play a video. Think about this. He would even play a video showing the guy who bedded his wife. That's how desperate Randy White is. Where Benny Hinn prophesies over Randy White. Let me play the video for you.
And trust that you will be able to capture this on your home video or cassette. It's only a 2 or 3 minute video. Now, everyone listen to me because, listen. I need you to switch gears and go from flesh working, trials and tests, what you've gone through, and slip into the spirit. Are you with me? Because you gotta hear this. This video, I'll show you how God works, was taken some 15, 18 years ago, when me, Pastor Paul, was together, and we were invited to come to Pastor Benny Hinn's meeting. He invited Now I'm looking back 18 years from when this word was spoken, and I'm thinking, what has changed? You understand? What has come to pass? What is about to happen? Watch. Did God make a mistake? Watch this. And we all know he doesn't. When he said what he said about you, meaning me, and then Pastor Paula, you'll notice that he says, handmaiden of the Lord. When he says that, he is saying that this is a word for you. What you got to capture is the prophecy was moving so quickly. It would be like me speaking, and suddenly I say, and also, Irene, don't forget about the cookies. And I move right back over to you. Are you, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's caught right in the middle of the whole thing. But when I saw this, it sent cold chills up and down my spine. Because I know what he has already done. Mm-hmm. And I feel I know what he's doing. But there's something huge on the horizon. And my biggest thing is this. We must learn how to discern God's voice.
Let me read to you again Matthew 24:11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. This is a false prophet. Sheep's clothing. This is the wolf. And he called Paul away. He said, Benny Hinn called her in the prophecy the Lord's handmaiden. Nothing can be further from the truth.
Everybody should be right there. If a prophet, I'm thinking, get it ready, let me know what's ready. If a prophet of God, which I believe Pastor Benny is, says something to me, and he calls me out, says, man of God, and he speaks to me, normally it will be confirmation of what God has already put in my spirit. I'm not saying always, because you can't say God always does everything the exact same way. Because God is many facets. You can never figure God out. The minute you think you do, come to me. You think God's got it this way, and all of a sudden God says, no, I'm going to do this over here and make a fool of you over there. I wish somebody would help me right there. So, are you with me? Am I waving your hand if you're still with me? Now there's a strong anointing on this little video. It's only 2 to 3 minutes long. And we may play it maybe once or twice. But I want you to get it in your spirit. So I want you to lift your hands. I want the lights to go down. Lights to go down. And Father, I'm asking that our hearts will be receptive to what you're saying to us as a body of believers with Noah, Diane, Pastor Noah, and with all of our leadership, with this church, with me, with Pastor Paul, with everything that you said through the man of God, we see how Satan tried to sift us as wheat. But Father, you said through the man of God, from Grande Bosai, that you have gone before to stop the tricks of the devil. So tonight, goes across the airwaves. No doubt the devil will be mad, but we don't care. We pray that the right people will hear this, and it will be received in the Spirit in Jesus' name. Be seated. Don't anyone move. Turn the lights all the way down. Let's watch as it goes very quickly and listen to the words.
For that, because that was all an act. Benny Hinn lays hands on his wife there, and then years later, he's with her in a hotel. The Lord doesn't speak to Benny Hinn. He's a false prophet. Benny Hinn said that by 1995, God will wipe out the entire homosexual community. Benny Hinn said that. He said by 1995, the Lord would wipe out the whole homosexual community. Well, it's 2016 going to 2017, and the homosexual community is stronger than ever. He's a false prophet. Are we homosexual free? Is America homosexual free? No. There's been a homosexual explosion, Benny Hinn's a false prophet. And the prophecy he said over Randy White that he's going to be greater and he's going to have exploits and greater demonstrations, greater, and oh, that's all a lie. All a lie. And now Randy White is coming out of the sewer. He's coming out of the sewer. He's got to take over the church because Paula White jumped ship. She went over to New Destiny. So Randy White has to crawl out of the sewer to take the reins of the whatever's left over from Without Walls Church. And there he is. He looks like a hobo in the pulpit. In the video, he looks like a hobo. I mean, the guy looks terrible. And he says, I want you to watch this video. I want you to open your heart. I want you to see. This was prophesied. This was prophesied. That Satan would try to sift me like wheat. But here I am, and greater things await. No. This is all a lie. Jesus said it. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
How many? Yes or no?
Yes.
How many pieces? Okay. So watch this. I want to keep this to you. Some of you. It's just another church sermon. That's why we're never going to go anywhere. Get in the Spirit. Fill the Spirit. Know the Spirit. There's a different dimension than what we're in.
Yeah.
You get into the Spirit, you begin to hear the Spirit, see the Spirit, and know the Spirit. Hush on the voice. Let me say this again. Good to see you, brother. Let me say this again. Hear what I'm saying. Leave God just the way you are. You look back 18 years now, and you look at what has happened, and nothing shocked God. God did not fall off the throne when circumstances happened. But he said this, he said, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have gone before you. You're not in the Spirit, you can't do it. He's on you so hard, you can't understand. So I give it to you like this. How can God take a Tamar, who was a prostitute, and bring out a Savior in Jesus?
Tamar was not a prostitute. Read Genesis, and you'll see. Read Genesis 49. Tamar was not a prostitute. So this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's using this video to tell the people all of our calamities were prophesied by Benny Hinn, and so stay with me, don't abandon me, blah, blah. Well, here's another video on Randy White. Here's another video.
In-depth tonight, an NBC News investigation, televangelists rake in hundreds of millions of dollars a year in charitable donations. Well, today, Senator Charles Grassley again asked four high-profile ministers to turn over their financial records to the Senate amid allegations that they had misused church funds to enrich themselves. Senior investigative correspondent Lisa Myers looks at one of those ministries, Randy and Paula White, whose church has been described as one of the largest and fastest growing in this country. Randy and Paula White of the Without Walls International Church in Tampa, Florida.
This is Pastor Randy White.
Through a multimedia empire, they preach the gospel of prosperity.
How many of you want to have money? Let me see.
That God wants you to be wealthy. But for that to happen, you must first give money to God.
God will get the finances to you if he can get them through you.
Just pass it all the way down.
God is going to speak to you to sow a one-week salary. He's going to speak to you to sow 1 month salary. Get up and go to the phone and to obey God.
Cindy Fleener was a believer.
We're taught if we don't pay our tithes and give offering and alms,
that we're robbing God and we're under a curse.
A half dozen former church employees and insiders now raise questions about how millions of dollars in church offerings have been spent. They also say that the Whites sometimes urge the flock to make checks out to them personally. This spreadsheet obtained by NBC News lists $43,000 in so-called personal offerings to Paula White for one event in 2005. NBC News also saw checks made out to Randy White. This longtime former church insider, who asked to remain anonymous, says the checks were part of a troubling pattern.
It seems to me that they were sharing the sheet.
The insider and five other former staffers say the Whites sometimes took cash from uncounted donations, misused church funds for personal expenses, even pressured the faithful to take equity out of their homes.
They came up with every kind of idea possible to get money, to make money.
In fact, a church board member says he was surprised when a 2006 audit reported the church had $26 million in debt, even though it brought in $35 million that year. This during a period when the Whites appear to have prospered, with this $2.1 million home in Tampa, a $3.5 million condo in New York City, and salaries reported to exceed $1 million each. There also is this $170,000 Bentley convertible driven by Randy White. The Whites claim they made their money from for-profit business ventures, but Senate investigators want to know more. And Cindy Fleener says she stopped giving money.
I felt like I was deceived and had been taken advantage of.
The Whites declined to be interviewed by NBC or to answer questions. They've denied wrongdoing, stating, "We take our financial responsibilities to our partners very seriously, and to the best of our knowledge, we comply with all tax laws." The Whites recently agreed to cooperate with the Senate investigation, but have not yet provided any information. The Senate has given them until the end of the month. Lisa Myers, NBC News, Washington.
Well, with the Whites, as with Benny Hinn, as with Juanita Bynum, as with Todd Koontz, as with all of these other charlatans, it's about the money. It's always been about the money. As I shared with you before, when Satan sends these people to deceive the flock, Satan gets the souls and they get the money. That's how Satan and his ministers divide the spoils. That's how they divide it. Satan doesn't need money. In fact, Satan has given Paula White and Randy and all of these other charlatans, Benny Hinn, Juanita Bynum, Rod Parsley, Todd Koontz, you name it, he's giving them all they want in exchange for them signing their names on the dotted line. Now, when Paula left, Randy started working with this other charlatan, Pastor Dana Muldoon. Here is a clip on Randy and Pastor, and she's not a pastor, she's a wolf in sheep's clothing, Pastor Dana Muldoon.
Thank you tonight. I appreciate you very, very much. God bless you. You wanted to say something?
To the Calvary Chapel. Hey, you guys know me as the few that are here from Calvary Chapel as Pastor Scott. It's good to see a few of you over here. And then a few of you in the back and over on the side. I just wanted to say that, yes, I did talk with her last night, and I didn't know much about her ministry. She was kind enough to give me as many materials as she could on the spot, and her men were perfect gentlemen to me inside. And for the rest of these 7 days that she's here, any of you that come and any of our friends that come, we need to be deeply respectful. We need to show an intense love to them. But above all of those things, we need to spend all of our time at the deepest place of prayer, praying that God indeed would protect all those who hear this false message that comes from her lips. Because God's message is not miracles, but that the shed blood of Jesus Christ would cleanse humble sinners. And when miracles are emphasized, Jesus is denied.
Sir, okay, guess what? Go, I didn't say it, they did. You all heard the words that he spoke, and his blood is upon his hands, not mine. So we thank you, Father God.
Now, this pastor, Scott Rodriguez of Calvary Chapel, She thought that he was going to give her an endorsement, and she gave him the mic, and what he called her was a false prophet. Here it is again. A wonderful job by Pastor Scott Rodriguez.
We need to spend all of our time at the deepest place of prayer, praying that God indeed would protect all those who hear this false message that comes from her lips. Because God's message...
You see, she gave him the mic, and she thought that he was going to give her a rosy endorsement, and he hoodwinked her. He said, no, she's got the false message that comes from her lips. Now you're going to hear Randy White come to her rescue.
Place of prayer, praying that God indeed would protect all those who hear this false message that comes from her lips. Because God's message is not miracles, but that the shed blood of Jesus Christ would cleanse humble sinners. And when miracles are emphasized, Jesus is denied.
Sir. Okay, guess what? I didn't say it, they did. You all heard the words that he spoke, and his blood is upon his hands, not mine. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. You are rebuked, you are removed from my tent. And if you don't believe in miracles, that's not, you will need a miracle one day. Get this on film, because he'll need a miracle one day. And when he needs it, he'll know not to come to my church. No, don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Now she's trying to tell her supporters who are coming out of the chair who are deceived, they're trying to beat up this pastor.
Don't touch him. Please be removed from my tent. Please be removed from my tent. Okay, please get out of my tent. Sir, please get out. It's not me, but it's the people that are knowing that this is not going to be allowed. I'd like you all to welcome Bishop Randy White. Come on, you can do better than that. This is a founding father, Church Without Walls, a great man of God and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I said, if it wasn't for this gentleman, we would not have the organ that you hear on tonight and the musicians and the cameraman that came to help us. I mean, he has stood with us in Lakeland, Florida. We're just so grateful and thankful that there are men and women of God who stand upon the word of God, not just in a pulpit, but everywhere they go. And who he is in a pulpit is who he is even in the streets and the highways and the byways. He is a sincere man of God who loves God with all his heart. And I want him to bless you tonight. Is that all right? I want him to greet you in the name of the Lord tonight.
You may be seated. Psalmist said, I will bless the Lord. At what time? All times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Can you give the Lord one more praise? Come on, clap your hands. I greet you in the name of the Lord, and it's certainly good to see Mark Payne with us tonight, the organ player and our drummer. God bless you, brother. Give him a good God bless you. We came to support Pastor Dana tonight. She gave me a word a few weeks ago that literally changed my life. And I want to tell you that she is a prophet of God. She rests under a tremendous anointing of God. And anytime the anointing shows up, the devil shows up. And there's no worse of a demon than a religious demon. Somebody say amen. I fought religious devils all my life, and guess what? My angels in the blood of Jesus always wins. So I heard there was a little fight going on, so we came to declare war on the devil tonight. Somebody shout amen. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every word spoken shall fall on dead ground. I came to expect miracles, signs, and wonders tonight. I'm believing God to do mighty, mighty things tonight. And I want you to know that the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord's. And we give God all the praise and the glory for what he's about to do in our life. And somebody shout amen. Amen. God.
And there he is. You have a true pastor who sees this woman coming into his community to deceive the people in his community. And he waits for an opportunity. She thinks that the pastor is on her side. He grabs the mic and says she's a false prophet. Here comes Randy White, another pastor in the community, and he grabs the mic and he endorses her. He endorses the fleecing of the flock. And Miss Muldoon has been at Randy's church many times because she helps him fleece the flock. Here's another video. This is by a gentleman called Ringo. And this is Randy White being arrested for DUI. DUI. Driving under the influence. I guess that wasn't in Benny Hinn's prophecy.
Randy White, the former co-pastor of Without Walls International Church in Tampa, Florida, was arrested on charges of driving under the influence Saturday night. He posted $500 as bail Sunday morning and was released, according to Tampa Bay Online. Jail records show that his blood alcohol level was 0.09. In Florida, a person with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or above is considered intoxicated. On Sunday, his ex-wife, Paula White, said about Randy's arrest at church, "This ministry is a ministry of restoration. This ministry does not compromise the principles of God, but we are the perfect church for people who are not. This does not mean I am an enabler. That doesn't mean I condone. That doesn't mean I agree with things. It means that I will help you walk through life. And I want you to walk with me through life. And I think that's what the church is all about." The Whites, who split in 2007 after nearly 18 years of marriage, built Without Walls International into one of the biggest churches in the nation. It was estimated that the church boasted some 23,000 members before the divorce, and Senator Charles Grassley's, of Iowa, Senate probe for possible financial misconduct of the church's nonprofit status caused some congregants to be disillusioned and leave. The Whites subscribe to what is called the Prosperity Gospel, where God's blessing is often tied to material blessings. Senator Grassley led the investigation beginning in 2007 on six popular televangelists who preached the Prosperity Gospel. The Iowa senator, the ranking Republican on the Senate Committee on Finance, questioned whether the ministries abused their tax-exempt status as churches while living lavish lifestyles. Some of the leaders of the ministries investigated had astoundingly high salaries, private jets and Rolls Royces, Grassley noted. After 3 years with little cooperation from the ministries, Grassley released a report that showed Without Walls International Church, among others, provided incomplete responses. There were no penalties handed out. In April, Paula White broke her silence about all the scandals that have surrounded her since her divorce in 2007. At the 2011 Pastors and Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, White said, "I think it's time we stop being hypocrites in the pulpit. I think it's time that we take the mask off to this generation and show them that we have the same issues and the same struggles." She shared candidly about her family problems, saying that Randy had closed up to her and that, in a really weak moment, the couple agreed to divorce. The split was amicable. She also said at the conference that she was proud of her ex-husband. He never quit God or anything else.
Of course he never quit God or anything else because he needs the money. Yeah, they need the money. Here's one, the final audio that I have for today. And
one athlete will talk to another athlete.
This is Randy White talking about money.
And they really want a safety net. They want a place where they can come and not be exploited. And, you know, most of these guys are married, and they're going through the same issues that you and I are going through, whatever they are. Just because they have money and fame, whatever, they're still looking to fill that void with God in their life. And they don't want to come and have to perform. And that's the reason they come, and they feel like there's a safety net. And because of that, they talk to one another and say, "Okay, you can go there because it's safe." I still teach biblical principles. I still teach biblical principles. I still teach biblical principles. I don't care who you are.
I don't care who you are.
I'm going to teach that you have to be a tither.
What?
I'm going to teach that you have to be a tither.
What?
I'm going to teach that you have to be a tither.
Out of all principles, this man is more concerned about your money than you living holy.
Once you start becoming a member of this church, you must be a tither.
You must be a tither. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
You must be a tither.
As he purposeth in his heart.
You must be a tither.
Not grudgingly or of necessity.
You must be a tither.
As he purposeth in his heart.
You must be a tither.
Not grudgingly or of necessity.
You must be a tither.
Not grudgingly or of necessity. Grudgingly is defined as reluctant or resentfully unwilling to give, grant, or allow something. Necessity is defined as the fact of being required or indispensable. You must be a tither.
And tithing is 10% of your gross income. Tithing is 10% of your gross income. That's what we teach. That's what we teach. That's what we teach.
Well, he teaches false doctrine because the tithing of the country came had nothing to do with money, but rather livestock, vegetation, fruits, and grains, which only came from farmers, herdsmen, and landowners.
So, whoever you may be, if you're the guy flipping hamburgers, or if you're the quarterback, I don't care who you may be, we teach that you have to tithe.
You don't have to tithe to no preacher calls. They have no right to take tithes from people. Tithes went to the Bible. Priest only. Read the Bible.
Excuse me, I still have one more, few scriptures to read. Let's go to 2 Peter. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "But there will false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and will bring swift destruction upon themselves. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and whose damnation slumbereth not." And you're probably asking yourself, when is God going to take care of these people? Well, when the Lord returns. When the Lord returns, he'll take care of them for sure. Sometimes these people get it on this side of eternity, but I can assure you, based on Scripture, that they will all get it on the other side of eternity. Verse 14 of 2 Peter 2 is quite interesting, because it says, "Having eyes full of adultery." Having eyes full of, one of the things that you will notice about all of these preachers that all hang out together, all of these preachers, it's not just that they're greedy for money, but also that they're greedy for sex. They're fornicators. They are serial sex addicts. It says here, having eyes full of adultery, they cannot cease from sin, beguiling, deceiving, hoodwinking, unstable souls. Unstable souls. A heart they have exercised with covetous practices. They are cursed children. So the Bible says they're after sex. In this verse 14 of 2 Peter 2, they're after sex and they're after money. The two things that they're after. And because they're after sex and they're after money, they're not blessed children. They are cursed children, damned children, hell-bound children. Let me also read to you from Jude, the epistle of Jude, and I want to read to you verses 16. Well, let me start out at verse 4. Verse 4 says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. These men are ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's move over to verse 16. "These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told us that there should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly. These they be who separate themselves," or they split churches, or they have their own little group, "sensual, not having the Spirit." They claim to have the Spirit, but they don't have the Spirit. They are sensual men. They go by the senses. These are men who feed the flesh. Well, saints, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I love you. Tune in tomorrow as we will cover another one of these wolves in sheep's clothing. God bless you. Pray my strength as I pray yours.
For a small piece of paper, it carries a lot of weight. For that